Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards is on assignment, traveling, doing some interviews this week. Cindy Perlman with us from Las Vegas. She writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal out there. Good morning, Cindy. And it looks like people like to see horror movies still, don't they?
Good morning, Bob. It's true. Possession is 9/10 of the box office law. The Conjuring, Last Rites, topped the box office with more money than Warner Brothers even expected. $187 million worldwide, $83 million domestically. And it's the ninth movie in the Conjuring universe. So everyone at Warner's is doing the happy dance this morning. Yep. And it's the third biggest horror movie ever after the two It movies.
Let's talk about White Lotus. So many fans. When is it coming back, and what do we know about the new White Lotus episodes?
Well, that's Le Lotus Blanc, Bob, because all indications point to France for the location of the fourth episodes of the murder mystery comedy. Mike White was spotted this summer eating croissants on the French Riviera. And they have this deal with the Four Seasons hotel chain. So they think it's going to be at the Hotel de Cap, which is right on the French Riviera, right outside Cannes, and a hop, skip, and a jump from Monaco. So do you need me to do a set visit, Bob? Because I'm totally available for this.
Yeah, I know a lot of people would like to do that, hang out with Mike White, the creator of White Lotus, and the cast. And I was reading about him. He's had quite an interesting background and kind of hit late, didn't he? I mean, he had a few flops before White Lotus.
Had a few flops, and he was on Survivor, and now the rumor is he's going on Survivor again. Huh. I mean, you're Mike Lotus, and you're Mike White, and you're in the middle of the Lotus series, and I guess Survivor's his thing. And we even saw him on The Amazing Race for a bit, so he's a multifaceted guy.
And every week we seem to talk about a new spinoff from Yellowstone. What are we hearing from the Dutton Ranch now?
Well, it has a name, which is the Dutton Ranch, which is good. They were just calling it the Yellowstone Beth and Rip spinoff, and that's the one everyone's really waiting for. It's actually quietly filming in Texas this summer with Kelly Riley back as Beth, Cole Hauser, of course, back as Rip, but two great additions. Annette Bening from The American President is going to play Beulah Jackson, the head of a major Texas ranch, which is making people wonder, has this moved to Texas away from Montana? And then late Friday, Ed Harris, who's good in everything he's ever done, Apollo 13, Top Gun, Maverick, he's on board too, but he's playing Everett McKinley, a weathered veteran and veterinarian who treats people with compassion and understanding. I give it two episodes. You know Ed Harris is going to go nuts on people after a while.
Yeah, probably. Quite a fashion show on CBS and Paramount, the MTV Video Music Awards last night. Give us a highlight or two, Cindy.
Well, first we have Lady Gaga. That was about 50 fashion shows altogether, and she won a big award. But I thought that the most poignant part of the whole show was you had Steven Tyler back from this vocal hemorrhage that he had that really made him quit touring with Aerosmith. He was back with Youngblood and Nino Bettencourt, and they did a big tribute medley to the late Ozzy Osbourne, culminating in the song Mama, I'm Coming Home. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house, including Steven Tyler, who I thought was a lot about Ozzy and a lot about that he hit those high notes, which was good to see. Meanwhile, we had Mariah Carey and Gold Shimmering winning her Video Vanguard Award finally. Ricky Martin still has it after all these years, and Lady Gaga took people live from her Brooklyn show, which was going on. Of course, Sabrina Carpenter won for Best Album, did a whole dance while she was soaking wet and running in and out of a phone booth. Bruno Mars won Song of the Year for APT with Rosé, a young artist who must have given a 7 or 8 minute speech, the longest speech you've ever heard. And Alex Warren was new artist. He does that song Ordinary.
I like that Sabrina Carpenter. She won for, what was it, Best Album?
She won for Best Album and Best Song of the Year. And she was up there. And then she did a really cool performance, too, if people want to go back and check it out.
Yeah, that Tate McRae is kind of interesting, too, from Canada.
Tate McRae, someone wrote, because she had all these backup dancers that were these guys with six packs. And someone wrote, if you went to get a snack at the moment when the six pack guys came out, you felt bad about yourself because these guys didn't have 1 ounce of body fat.
No kidding. And now we have a nomination for wedding band for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Who wants to do this?
I swore I wasn't going to mention TNT this week, but we have to because, you know, when a band this big has nominated themselves to be the wedding band, yes, Foreigner came out last week and said in a note, "Dear Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, we know what love is. We've spent 40 years figuring it out, and now you guys have too. Please accept this as our formal offer to be your wedding band. Best wishes, Foreigner."
Get in line. Cindy Perlman, sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Thanks, Cindy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
More entertainment news. One of the co-founders, frontmen, and chief songwriters for the British band Supertramp has died, Rick Davies. After a long battle with cancer, he was 81. And remember the Coldplay Kiss Cam incident? The former tech company employee who was embracing a colleague on Coldplay's Kiss Cam back in July has filed for divorce from her husband, Kristen Cabot, whom New York City-based astronomer confirmed was its chief people officer at the time, filed a petition for divorce August 13th in New Hampshire, triggering a process that is ongoing. Concert news. Dua Lipa was in town over the weekend at the United Center. I would have liked to go to that show. One of our production people here on the morning show, morning musicologist Haley Boyd, went to see The Who. How was the show? That was at the United Center last night. Haley?
Yeah, that was super fun. I do have to say they were expecting about 10,000 people, I was told by one of the parking attendants. It was definitely filled. There weren't a lot of tickets left before the concert, and September 9th was definitely canceled, unfortunately. I do have to say that the first half of the show was a little slow. It didn't really have that punch that I felt in previous Who concerts, but there was a reason for that. After Pete Townsend's brother Simon sang a song called Going Mobile, I felt that punch, and then that's when Roger Daltrey really stepped it up. They did mess up a few times, but they kind of played off each other, kind of like an old married couple, I like to say, and lots of laughs, really fun, and Roger's voice is still amazing.
How do they look? How does Pete and Roger, how do they look?
I mean, I think they look great for their age, especially I know Roger Daltrey works out a lot, so he's still looking good too, so they're on the right path. They're doing really well.
All right.